I think we were most frightened at night time. It was awful being in this Morrison shelter and hearing these planes coming down, going over, and hearing the bombs come down, because we got bombed. Kemp Town was bombed more, you know, more than any other part of Brighton, and so we had, you know, streets just a few away from us where bombs actually fell at night time, and that was the most frightening, because it was dark and we were huddled under this Morrison shelter. But during the daytime, it seemed to be different. I can remember even in the cinemas that they used to flash up on the screen, air raid warning in progress. And you would decide whether you went out or not. Now, the cinema I went to most of all was the Odeon at Kemp Town. Of course, that was the one that was bombed in 1940, and so many people were killed. The bomb actually came through when it was full. And but nevertheless, it would come up, air raid warning in progress, and we would carry on watching the film. And of course, the guns would be going off, but the sound of the film would deaden the sound. And then they would put up imminent alert, which meant that the pips had gone. Now, at that time, you really had to decide, are you going... And I can't ever remember anyone ever leaving the cinema. We sat in there and just hoped, you know, that a bomb wouldn't fall on it, because it was much more dangerous outside. And of course, the other thing is, leaving the cinema, it was quite strange, really, because you can't imagine it now. It was pitch dark outside. No street lights, no shop lights. Absolutely pitch dark. And you had to know your way home. And if you were wise, you had a torch. And the torch also had to have a piece of cardboard in it, so that only a tiny light, and you had to point your torch down. In no circumstances could you point it forward or up, no, because otherwise German aircraft might see it. So you came out of this bright cinema, you know, even when there hadn't been a raid, and it was pitch dark. And you made your way home, and of course, we live fairly near to the Kemp Town area in Walpole Road, so it wasn't any great problem.